It's a tale of two cities, one imposing a hard lockdown as early as possible, the other, some would say, taking a breezier approach after initially resisting any lockdown at all. While business groups decry Melbourne's sharp restrictions, some fear that Sydney's less prescriptive approach will lead to a longer, slow burn. The Peak Group for Medicos says it's time for Sydney to take it more seriously. Either way, the situation remains alarming in both cities. Lexi Metherill begins our coverage from Sydney.
The numbers were not good in Sydney today, and they're set to get worse. 97 new cases, up from 65 yesterday. And, worryingly, at least 46 people in the community for all or part of their infectious period, and that's up from 35 yesterday.
There's no doubt that the numbers aren't where we'd like them. I'm assuming because we had in the last 24 hours at least 29 of those 97 cases infectious in the community, that the numbers tomorrow will be greater than what we've seen today.
Unlike Victoria, New South Wales does not mandate masks everywhere outside the home. It does not specify who is and isn't an essential worker, so discretionary retailers are able to keep trading, leading to much derisive commentary about whether Louis Vuitton should be considered essential. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says she'll tighten the restrictions if necessary, but so far she says that's not the health advice.
Please know that every day, on an hourly basis, we receive ongoing reviews, or we make sure we review all the time the settings we have in place. If we need to go harder, of course we will.
While the ambiguity about essential work is winning praise from business groups, many health experts are looking on with growing alarm.
I would strongly urge Gladys to step up and really take a page out of Victoria's playbook here.
Infectious diseases expert Dr. Michelle Anandaraja.
You know, I'm pretty concerned with Sydney. I think that the leadership has been very confusing and messaging inconsistent, and it's generated a lot of chaos. And, you know, it appears that they're going with a kind of a slow burn approach, 30 plus cases a day. I think it's a high risk strategy.
Southwest Sydney remains the epicentre of the outbreak. Greenacre based clothing shop owner Jumana Al Jamal says people have been confused by the messages.
There is actually a lot of confusion because you have to take in mind as well people from different background, non English speaking. There is lack of proper explanation to those people.
I know that you're not open at the moment, but it's not illegal for you to be open right now, is it?
It is. Look, that's where the confusion is. We ask so many authorities about opening or keep closed. There is no clear rules.
The head of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Korshid, says it's time for New South Wales to get serious.
So what the AMA is calling for is a lockdown more Victorian style.
He says if more's not done, Sydney could be in lockdown not for weeks, but for months and even up until the end of the year. And he says non-essential retail and businesses should be closed.
New South Wales has taken this different approach of trying to trust the people of Sydney to do the right thing, and I understand that. But here we are with a week down the track from this current lockdown, and it's not working.
But an examination of the list of exposure sites suggests Sydneysiders are increasingly only frequenting what could legitimately be called essential retailers. There's fewer furniture and IKEA stores on the list and more pharmacies and supermarkets. Associate Professor Holly Seal is an infectious disease social scientist at the School of Population Health at the University of New South Wales.
This has shifted to places where people are still, permitted to frequent. This includes the supermarkets, the chemists, the drive-through food venues, in a way that potentially we weren't maybe seeing those being the primary sites of transmission, even a week or so ago.
Do you find that people actually are able to absorb quite, I guess, nuanced information? That do they need it to be very clear cut? You can do this, you can't do that.
Look, it's a mix of both. You know, we want to make sure that information is accurate and that it cuts through to the key messages. But in terms of all of this, and in terms of in promoting behaviours, it's maybe not as much as the information, but also who is delivering the information.
That's infectious disease social scientist at the University of New South Wales, Associate Professor Holly Seal, ending Lexi Metherill's report.